For thousands of years, Pacific Islanders have made a calming drink out of kava, a root that's been called natural Xanax. Now MIT researchers are using cutting-edge science to synthesize the feel-good molecules in kava. Its work, they say, could lead to new treatments for anxiety, pain, and insomnia. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
To enter the greenhouse on the top floor of MIT's Whitehead Institute, you have to cross an adhesive mat.
Oh, this is a sticky pad so that there's no transgenic seeds going out of this room.
Whitehead Institute researcher Jing K. Wang passes by growth chambers that resemble noisy refrigerators and comes into a big, bright space where wire shelves hold seedlings of spindly weeds and leafy tobacco plants, all used for experiments in plant genetics.
Secret garden for us. I like to come here. It's beautiful and relaxing.
Relaxation has been on Wang's mind lately. He and his lab members have just published research laying out the chemistry of how the kava plant makes the molecules that calm people down, called kavalactones.
What we do in our lab is to actually start from plants that have thousands of years of use in traditional medicine. So we already know there's something in that plant that works to treat some illness, and we just need to find it.
The traditional way to get kava in the South Pacific is to cultivate the hard-to-grow root for years before it can be harvested. The Wang Lab method is to analyze kava's genetics and metabolism, clone key genes, and use them to brew up quantities of kavalactones. The lab-made molecules are now being tested in zebrafish, says postdoctoral researcher Tomasz Pluskal.
Are they more relaxed?
Actually, they are.
You can tell because they're hiding less and clinging less to the walls of their tanks, he says. If the fish experiments pan out,
then the natural next step would be to partner up with maybe some company and try to develop these compounds into more serious pharmaceuticals.
Fans of natural remedies may not see going from plant to pill as progress. But Wang sees advantages. For one, kava can only be cultivated in the tropics.
Now we can produce essentially the same molecules anywhere in the world.
And a plant may not be the perfect source of a certain compound if it also produces thousands of other compounds.
Some could be bad for health, could be toxic. Now we can get access to these molecules in a very precise way.
I think that this is a very valuable work, scientifically, very fascinating, but I'm not convinced by the approach.
Dr. Vincent Lebeau is a leading expert on kava who's based on the Pacific island of Vanuatu. He says the kava buzz has eluded past attempts to synthesize it because it comes from a complex mixture of compounds.
It's like a cocktail of different molecules interacting and having a synergy which produce this very relaxing effect that kava is used for.
Even if Wang's team manages to replicate that feeling, Lebeau questions whether a kava pill should be the goal. He compares it to taking a caffeine pill instead of drinking a nice cup of coffee in the morning. And kava is seen as a social drink that enhances bonding. He suggests support for kava farmers instead. They've been having a hard time keeping up with the rising demand for kava from supplement makers and kava bars cropping up recently around the United States.
On the other hand, what Wang's team have done, it's really useful because it pushes the limits of the kava science further up.
It helps explain how the kava plant gets its unique properties, Lebeau says. Wang was born and raised in China, and he's trying to do something similar with traditional Chinese herbal medicine to tease out the critical compounds and the genes that make them. And he's tapping into chemical ingenuity that plants took millions of years to evolve. We're only now at the very beginning of understanding their chemistry, Wang says, even when it comes to familiar foods like apples or carrots.
But I really see the next 10, 20 years being a golden age to rediscover plant chemistry for medicine.
Along with kava, Wang's lab is also trying to figure out the health benefits of goji berries and hallucinogenic mushrooms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.